We are very fortunate today to be joined by Mr. Mike Mikitani, founder and CEO of Rakuten Group. Mikitani-san graduated from Hitotsubashi University, after which he went to work for the Industrial Bank of Japan, at the time one of the largest banks in Japan, and which has since morphed into the Mitsuho Financial Group. In the middle of his stint at the bank, he went to the US to get an MBA at Harvard Business School. Actually, we might have met there as I was finishing my doctorate at the same time. Then in 1997, he started the e-commerce platform Rakuten Ichiba. Now, these were modest beginnings, 6 employees, 1 server, 13 merchants. Fast forward 25 years later, he is still today the chairman and CEO and largest shareholder of Rakuten Group, which now employs 31,000 people, including thousands of engineers. 20% of these 31,000 employees are non-Japanese and represent over 100 different nationalities. The group's revenues are about $15 billion per year, and the market capitalization stands at about $8 billion right now. An amazing success, Mikitani-san. Now, you asked me to call you Miki, and I will hence do so from now on, and I wish you a warm welcome.
Thank you very much, John Francis.
So, one of our objectives for today's discussion is to understand a little bit better this success. So first, let me ask you to help us understand the wide range of activities that currently make up the group. Now, your reports mention 3 major clusters: internet services, fintech, and mobile. But I think these 3 headings do not reflect the full diversity and breadth of all your activities. So let's start with internet services, which represent a bit more than 50% of the group's revenues. What's included in there?
Well, definitely, I started one of the first internet marketplace in the world 26 years ago. Since then, I have been diversifying and expanding the scope of our services to travel, advertisement, various transactional internet services. So those internet segment includes basically e-commerce, travel, ads, and content.
TV?
Yeah, of course. In Europe, we have Rakuten TV. That's included in our internet service segment.
Okay. Yes. Now, that's internet services. Fintech is about 30% of the group's revenues. What's included in there?
We are the biggest online bank, and we are one of the biggest online brokerage firms. And we are biggest by far the credit company. We have online insurance business as well.
And finally, we have the mobile sector, your most recent venture, and one that I believe has 2 major activities: a domestic one and an international one. Tell us more about this.
After the view of a smartphone, became very important touch point for us for our internet services as well as our financial services and so forth. But more than that, this smartphone and wireless access became very, very critical part of the people's life, to the society, to the country, and so forth. But this industry has been very, very old. They have been, you know, not really evolving. Across the generations, whether it's 2G or 3G or 4G or 5G, that has been always being operated by specialized hardware. And we had this concept of transform the definition of wireless connectivity, which we call mobile as a software. And we have decided to take this big challenge as one of our moonshot projects.
But so what this has meant is you now operate a mobile network in Japan, and then you are also increasingly trying to sell this new approach internationally.
Yes. But analogy may be like Amazon e-commerce and Amazon Warehouse Service, AWS, right? Definitely, because of Rakuten Mobile Service in Japan, we developed many softwares. We acquired many telecom software companies, and now we integrated all these software into one package, which is very, very efficient economically and operationally. We automated with AI to manage many operations of network management. So not only we can keep the CapEx to build the network, but also we can really revolutionize the cost structure of operating a network. So that's why we already have a big client in Germany called 101 Drillisch. We are talking with many companies, and over 70 companies use our softwares already, partially or largely.
And we will come back on this in a minute. Now, started with one server and a few vendors. Today, a very diversified group. Obviously, this did not happen overnight. Are there some major milestones along the way, or is this for you a simple, continuous progression?
Well, for the last 26 years, we have been continuously growing. And I think we have demonstrated that stability and growth potential of our business models and ecosystem. Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, we managed to keep the same velocity for the growth, as well as, you know, even if this Russian invasion to Ukraine, where the economy is suffering, we are demonstrating our continuous growth.
If you had to single out one or two major decisions that were like fork in the road, are there one or two major decisions that come out of this continuous journey in your mind?
Well, I think the journey of us is very unique. No other single company provide the scope of the services we provide, ranging from credit card to insurance to brokerage to banking, to e-commerce, to ads and travel. So I think one of the key decisions is not really stick to one business model, but kind of proliferate scope of the services and create unique ecosystem by introducing very unique and attractive reward program. And the second thing is that we have decided to use single brand. So it's always Rakuten ABC or Rakuten XYZ. And third is definitely now the biggest challenge we are conducting for mobile.
Now, one more question on this range of activities. I think about 80% of the group's revenues still originate from Japan. Where is the rest of the revenue generated and through what activity?
We have the very strong reward program, Rakuten Rewards, cashback sites in US. We have done about $15 billion of transaction this year. And we have the second largest ebook company called Rakuten Kobo. And as for the communication platform, we own 100% of one of the strongest messaging platform called Viber, which is very popular in Eastern European countries and some countries in Southeast Asia.
Is it your plan to continue to grow energetically outside of Japan?
Definitely, yes. Because I think this internet is connected. There is no national borders for internet. And despite the fact, we have to really make sure that we are not really wasting our resources in the countries which we cannot win. But at the same time, expanding the business globally will make us stronger, make us access to the most advanced technology, business models. And I think just staying domestically is also very dangerous.
Now, this global perspective, is this one of the reasons why you've secured very significant sponsorship? One, of course, in Europe with the Barca football team and in the US with the Golden State Warriors. Was that part of the idea to make sure that the brand would be known globally even before you would have major activities?
Yes. Obviously, building a brand is expensive. Either it's a TV sponsorship or TV advertisement or through the internet ads, it's awfully expensive. And associating a brand with very special sports organizations such as FCB and Golden State Warriors are very critical to get our brands known, as well as basically sending a message. We care about people, we care about community, we care about society.
Now, this represents still a wide range of activities, as we said. And in fact, a number of analysts refer to Rakuten as a conglomerate. Now, whenever we say conglomerate, it suggests relatively loose connections between the group's activities. But I think that that's an incorrect characterization of the Rakuten Group. It seems to me that indeed you have managed to create an ecosystem, and while there is a wide range of activities, there are also very strong connections. So can you please tell us more about this Rakuten ecosystem and how you make the whole more than the sum of the parts?
Well, I think we have to talk about two things. One is about organizational structure and culture of the company, and the other is the business model. And talking about the business model, I think definitely it's e-commerce marketplace versus banking versus telecom. You need to have a different skill set. So for most of the companies, it's difficult to really put them side by side together and function as a team. But because of the unique culture of Rakuten, we succeeded to do so. So the reason why Rakuten Bank is by far the biggest online bank in Japan, why Rakuten Card is about to reach almost like 30% market share for all the entire credit card transactions in Japan is coming from the fact they enjoy our ecosystem. So that's another uniqueness of the teamwork spirit of Japan. Maybe you have seen World Cup soccer that the Japan team did relatively well, I think. Though we didn't have real superstar like other countries' team, but we function as a team. Each team, each player, each businesses has a different character, different strengths and different weakness. But we reinforce each other as a one team. So that's a very unique side of Rakuten Group. And organizationally, we have done it very, very well, I think.
Let me still keep you on this topic. About 20 years ago, a very smart marketing and strategy colleague of mine commented one day in a classroom and said, look, I currently have a Sony mobile phone, a Sony computer, and a Sony Walkman. The problem is Sony has given me no reason to own all three. Of course, fast forward a few years later, Apple managed to create an ecosystem where once you have an iPhone, it kind of helps to also have other parts of the ecosystem. I believe you have done something like this in Rakuten, meaning that when I have one service with you, you encourage me and incentivize me to have others. Tell us how you've done this.
So from the beginning, even from 20 years ago, my strategy is really create a membership. So Rakuten is not e-commerce company. Rakuten is not fintech company. Rakuten is membership company. And sometimes we provide a proprietary service by ourselves, like our marketplace or travel or banking. But sometimes we use external services and partner with them. So how you can create a strong membership? And it is about the reward program you create. It's about a brand. It's about a game of getting a brand share. And the business model-wise, I have been advocating this, you know, CAC LTV, customer acquisition cost, and lifetime value of customer arbitrage from the beginning. So customer acquisition cost of each respective services of Rakuten Group is much, much lower than our competitors. And hence, our operation is much more efficient. So we save cost. We give the money back or value back to the consumers. And the consumer can, you know, basically use these points to do something. For example, Rakuten Mobile, you can pay your mobile subscription by points. So if you buy from Rakuten Marketplace, you use Rakuten Card, you go to travel by Rakuten Travel, you use Rakuten Bank, your mobile subscription becomes almost free because you can use those points to pay for Rakuten Mobile, which you used to be paying almost like $100. So that's a low cost, really creative using data and AI and make it efficient and pay back to the customer and create a sense of membership. That's the game plan.
And you often use this word membership. And what's the difference between having a member and having a customer?
Member is definitely, we have three things. The brand, again, loyalty program, and the data now. We can analyze the data. For example, if you just generally apply for the credit card, the Visa card, or American Express, or whatever, you will get very limited spending limit. Maybe $3,000, $5,000. But now, I know you have been buying from us for the last 5 years, never delayed. So when you apply, from day one, I can give you $20,000 of spending limit, or maybe $30,000 spending limit. And then we can give more benefit because I know you, right? So membership is, of course, the reward program, like mileage or point program, plus how you can gamify it. Now, Rakuten Points, you can buy, for example, cryptocurrency. You can buy ETF. You can buy shares. So we're the master of this reward program.
And I guess the word membership signals a closer relationship and a longer term relationship than the word customer, right? Customers come and go, members stay.
Yeah. They belong to Rakuten Club.
Understood. Now, you mentioned earlier the culture. And indeed, you have Rakuten basic principles, I think Rakuten Shugi in Japanese. And here there are brand concepts And then there are five values which I found to be very distinctive. First, please tell us briefly about the brand concepts.
Well, as you introduced me, I used to be the banker at the Banco, Industrial Bank of Japan. I liked IBJ because it was a leading bank in Japan and they were the leader for Japanese industries. And then we are basically allocating very precious, important long-term capital to important industries. But I think about it now, I realize the society is going to go through transformation because of the internet and because of IT. And I decided to jump off from the big ship called IBJ and started my own company. But the vision is not only to create a very profitable business, but create a very valuable business to the society, as well as demonstrate for very conservative Japanese younger people that even the Japanese can create very global, very successful enterprise.
But so then you, as you said, you have one brand, everything is Rakuten. And this brand, of course, operates in a number of different businesses and marketplaces. Are there some things that the brand across these different activities must have in common? I think you, in your report, you refer to this as brand concepts.
Yeah, obviously, we wanted to really make sure that we have a vision, which is to contribute to the society. That is one of the reasons probably we're not very good at some businesses like games. Which, of course, it's a very profitable, very good business, maybe very important business for some people. But I think our vision when we started was to help SMEs, local community, and that has been the founding reason of Rakuten. Hence, some of the business we are not very good at. Because most of the people do not really feel there's a huge shared value, I say, for some of the businesses.
How about the values? I found you have five values in your group and I found them to be quite distinctive. One of them, I think, is speed, speed, speed.
Obviously, you need to have agility. And then sometimes you need to have a velocity. And sometimes you need to have energy to do a big thing. But I think it's a matter of how you, not only how you succeed fast, but also how you fail fast. And the failure for me is not like failure, it's a learning experience. We learn something, we fix the business, or sometimes we retreat, but we learn something and we become stronger. So speed is definitely important. Obviously, at the same time, when you engage to the big project, you need to be prepared. So it's a balance of speed and preparation.
And of course, these values are relatively easy to write down on a piece of paper, but they're not easy to embed in the culture of an organization that now has tens of thousands of employees. How did you manage to make sure that the brand concepts and the values are indeed deeply embedded and produced every day in an increasingly international group?
Well, I think you have to be persistent. You need to repeat. You need to create practices. For example, Monday morning, we still do all hands, the group-wide conference. After that, all of us, including myself, cleaned up our own office, including wiping the legs of the chairs.
Okay. So you have rituals like this.
Rituals, practices. That's very, very important to preserve